Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. They're getting ready for the Tax Slayer Bowl this coming weekend here. The Jaguars are getting ready for the Houston Texans down in Houston in Week 17. We'll start off, guys, with defense. 537 yards. We've heard about it all year. The pass rush hasn't been there. They've had injuries, some trouble in the back end at times. Where do you go from here, Brian?
Well, I can't help. I got a bad shoulder. But anybody else they can possibly get on the field, find somebody who will do their job. You know, Gus famously made that statement, you know, with great vigor, and it's all over YouTube when he was a Seattle coach. And as you watch the tape, I mean, you find guys out of position, missed tackles. You know, there was one play, the screen to Hightower, that set up the 21-0 lead. And you can see Posluszny and Pillar discussing as Breeze is watching them and waiting for them to make their decision so he can make his. And it just, it seemed as if nothing was going to work right last week. Do your job.
Well, and it's gotten to the point with this defense where you know what it is, and you're at the end of the season, and they can't rush the passer, so they're looking for different things to do to solve that. And there's not anything that's going to solve it. So as a result, you do things. They had a play early where they rushed four and dropped seven on 3rd and 14. It's not what you would normally do, but they don't know what else to do because they can't get the pass rush solved. And that leads to everything else. And then you play a guy like Drew Brees. You play the New Orleans Saints there. The offense gives the ball back. And you have one of those slide games. You know, I guess it's indicative of the whole season. It hasn't been that bad until then. But at some point in the offseason, fix things and try to get better. It's the only solution.
You could create all sorts of scenarios. And Bob Babich and Gus Bradley, you know, obviously did. But in the end, it's got to get simple. You know, guys at least have to be able to make their assignments and tackle on Sunday against Houston. That would be fixing it as much as you can fix it this year.
Jaguars are 5-10, and that comes off the heels of a 4-win and a 3-win season. So naturally, there's going to be some talk around town, some hot seat talk. How real is it, John?
Well, it depends on who's saying it. If it's in the fan base, it's very real. If it's in the people talking about the team, it's probably real. I don't think it's very real for Shad Khan, and I think that's really the only seat that matters. So we can talk about it all we want. I get no vibe that there is a head coaching change coming. I'm not sure what happens defensively, how you work that. But I think this is a build, a process. And based on what Shad said in London and based on the vibe you get around here, I see Gus Bradley as coach next year.
Yeah, he feels the heat. And he doesn't mind pressure. He said it all the time. He doesn't like anxiety, but he doesn't mind the pressure. And basically, you've got a team that has lost, you know, three of their last four, and if they don't win Sunday, four of their last five, at a moment of the season where the division title was up for grabs. Forget all the rest of it. That's what's driving this now, dissatisfaction by the fan base, who say, gosh, you know, here was our chance with Brandon Weeden as the quarterback of the Texans. How did we miss that? That's going to create that sort of talk, and I don't think Gus shies away from it. I'm with John. I don't see that kind of a change coming, although clearly there's going to be something done on the defensive side of the ball. But the pressure is part of the job. It comes at this time of the year when you're not going to the playoffs and haven't been winning. And so, yeah, they feel it.
Well, if you were asking if Gus is feeling it, I don't think there's any question that he doesn't, in the sense that he goes about and does his job no matter what people are saying. It's the reason that he can sort of keep this team together. If that didn't exist, he couldn't do that.
Jaguars will finish up in Houston this week against the division rival Texans. A win for the Texans, and they're the AFC South champions. For the Jaguars, though, what's a win worth this weekend, John? Guys?
Well, I've talked about momentum at the end of the season before. I don't really think there's that much that carries in terms of when they're sitting here in February, they're not going to go, hey, remember Houston. You know, it's not going to be kind of a one bond type deal on that front. But it matters in the sense that when you talk to these players, it's an NFL game, and they only get so many of them to play. They only get so many regular season games in a career. So players take it very, very seriously, and that's why you don't hear players, that's why you don't see teams lay down for draft pick and all that stuff. That's a fan conversation, a media conversation. Doesn't exist in the locker room. So sure, it matters to win because it matters to win in the NFL, and it's a regular season game. Beyond that, I can't really buy very much into a momentum going forward.
I'm with you. The momentum thing I don't think is the deal here. The offense has established enough momentum
sure
to know where they're going. But for the franchise, I mean, 06, 09, famously in 2010, at one point they were 8-5 with a chance to win the division title, and they lost out. That's got to change. Otherwise, it's the same old Jaguars. Losing at the end of the season in games that don't play for the playoffs. I want to see a win because I want to see this team break that trend. I know different coaches have been a part of that, but for Gus in particular, break the trend right now. At some point, don't be the same old Jaguars.
Winning's better than losing.
Yeah.
That's profound from John Osher for sure. The Jaguars and the Texans will wrap up the regular season Sunday. And that's it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.